USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest impeachment hearing underway now in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. As it begins, a pro-Trump heckler is let out of the room.
Majority and the minority of this committee.
This hearing's to feature testimony from the top Democratic and Republican lawyers on the intelligence and judiciary panels. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that formal articles of impeachment against President Trump are going to be drafted. The Saudi government says the U.S. will have its full cooperation into what's now a terrorism investigation concerning the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday. Part of the investigation will see if the Saudi national involved acted alone or was part of a group. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker is dead at the age of 92. He served as chairman of the Federal Reserve under Presidents Carter and Reagan from 1979 to 1987. Also helped shape American economic policy for over six decades. As Hollywood's awards season begins, the Golden Globe nominees were announced a short time ago. A couple of Netflix series, Cleaning House, Marriage Story, picking up six nominations, including for Best Drama Film, The Irishman, scoring five nominations. Here's Tim Allen announcing the Best Actor nominees.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture. Tom Hanks. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes, Al Pacino, The Irishman, Joe Pesci, The Irishman, Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
The Golden Globe show is on January 5th, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The puppeteer who brought us Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Carol Spinney, the big-hearted Muppeteer who climbed inside the feathered costume of Big Bird for almost half a century, passed away today. He was 85. Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected five daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006.
And Miss South Africa is now Miss Universe. Zozibini Tunzi went home last night with the crown and the sash as the 2019 Miss Universe held at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia. Miss Puerto Rico was the first runner-up. Miss Mexico was the second runner-up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.